Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Upper Hunter will be getting a substantial share in some $400 million announced in road safety funding to reduce road trauma. The funding will be spread across New South Wales between the state and federal governments, and 11 projects in the Upper Hunter are getting funding, including the New England Highway at Whittingham. There'll be shoulder widening on the Golden Highway at Dalswinton Road in Denman, and also projects in Merriwar, Stroud and Dungog. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was in Denman on the Golden Highway to make the announcement today and says they're working to make regional roads even safer.
We're making sure that whether it's large highway upgrades or indeed just the little things like rumble strips and guardrails and centre widening, that we're doing it. We're getting on and we're doing it. We identify where these black spots are because we drive these roads every day, just like other members of the community. We know, we understand where these black spots are.
Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says safety is paramount, particularly in somewhere like the Upper Hunter that has a number of notorious stretches of road.
We all know that driving a vehicle on a road anywhere is a dangerous activity at any given point in time. And anything that the government can do to be able to make it as safe as possible for our residents and people travelling to a place like the Upper Hunter is critical, and we need to make sure that we focus on this.
Police are investigating a suspicious fire at Curry Curry overnight. Emergency services were called to an abandoned building on Lang Street just after 8 o'clock and arrived to find the structure well alight. It took a couple of hours and more than half a dozen fire crews to extinguish the blaze. A crime scene was set up overnight as police launched an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the blaze. Anyone with information or who may have seen or heard anything around the vicinity between 7:30 and 8:30 last night is being urged to come forward. And the Prime Minister has announced a 10-year plan to help businesses turn minerals into products like batteries, solar cells and mine safety equipment. Minerals from places like the Hunter Valley, Western Australia and Central Queensland will be used, like cobalt, lithium, titanium and many more. Businesses will be able to apply for funding from the $1.3 billion Modern Manufacturing Initiative for proposals such as scaling up production or commercialising products to tap into global supply chains. Northern New South Wales football has seen record numbers of players join for this season despite the COVID-19 disruption. Player registrations are equal or above the numbers for the same time in 2019 across all five member zones. As of the 3rd of March, registrations were up to 33,000, which is only a 5% decrease on 2019 and 1% on 2020. Hunter Valley Football, Newcastle Football and Macquarie Football have already seen more than 19,000 players register. There's more than 4,700 in the Hunter Zone alone this year.